I wondered about One Eye and Goblin. "Now there's a name I've heard," I said. "Some kind of sawbones." Again the dog gave me that look. This time I decided it was sarcastic. One Eye stepped out of the darkness behind Tracker, sword ready to do the dirty deed. Damn, but he came quiet, witchery or no. I gave him away with a flicker of surprise. Tracker and his dog looked back. Both were startled to see someone there. The dog rose, its hackles lifted. Then it sank to the ground again, having twisted till it could keep us both in sight. But then Goblin appeared, just as quietly. I smiled. Tracker glanced over. His eyes narrowed. He looked thoughtful, like a man discovering he was in a card game with rogues sharper than he had expected. Goblin chuckled. "He wants in, Croaker. I say we take him down." Tracker's hand twitched toward the case he had carried. His animal growled. Tracker closed his eyes. When they opened, he was in control. His smile returned. "Croaker, eh? Then I've found the fastness." "You found it, friend." Slowly, so as not to alarm anyone, Tracker took an oilskin packet from his saddlebag. It was the twin of that I had received only half a day before. He offered it to me. I tucked it inside my shirt. "Where'd you get it?" "Or?" He told the same story as the other messenger. I nodded. "You've come that far, then?" "Yes." "We should take him in, then," I told One Eye. He caught my meaning. We would let this messenger come face to face with the other, see if sparks flew. One Eye grinned. I glanced at Goblin. He approved. None of us felt quite right about Tracker. I'm not sure why. "Let's go," I said. I hoisted myself off the ground with my bow. Tracker eyed the stave. He started to say something, shut up, as though he recognized it. I smiled as I turned away. Maybe he thought he had fallen foul of the lady. "Follow me." He did, and Goblin and One Eye followed him, neither helping with his gear. His dog limped beside him, nose to the ground. Before we went inside, I glanced southward, concerned. When would Elmo come home? We put Tracker and Mutt into a guarded cell. They did not protest. I went to my quarters after wakening Otto, who was overdue. I tried to sleep, but that damned packet lay on the table, screaming. I was not sure I wanted to read its contents. It won the battle. Chapter 7. The Second Letter. Croaker. Bowman's peered through his transit, sighting on the prow of the great barrow. He stepped back, noted the angle, opened one of his crude field maps. This was where he had unearthed the Telcurry axe. Wish Oculus descriptions weren't so vague. This must have been the flank of their formation. The axis of their line should have paralleled the others, so. Shifter and the knights would have bunched up over there. I'll be damned. The ground there humped slightly. Good. Less groundwater to damage buried artifacts. But the overgrowth was dense. Scrub oak, wild roses, poison ivy. Especially poison ivy. Bowman's hated that pestilential weed. He started scratching just thinking about it.